kind of like it in there. This is the first day she's decided to be a lap willy. I've had to make her be a lap willy every other day.
Vicky Bolliard is sitting on a small crate with a tiny black sheep curled in her lap.
Now she says, it's 100 degrees. I think I want to sit on you. Yeah, she's kind of a spoiled baby.
They're both under the cream-colored tent she puts up three times a week at farmers markets in Springfield. This little sheep is one of many from Bolliard's small farm near Taylorville, but the only one that makes the tri-weekly trek. Bolliard's owned her farm for 5 years now. Before that, she was a truck driver. Her business is growing, slowly, laid out on the tables around her, lotions, moisturizers, bars of soap, all made with goat's milk. There's another wooden rack with some greens and veggies. She says she wants to do more and offer a wider selection of food, but certain health regulations have kept her from branching out.
You look in your cabinet, all right? You've got soap, you've got shampoo, you've got muscle rubs, Bengays and things like that. We already offer those products. Well, now if we could offer your jams, your jellies, salsa, things like that that you normally use every day anyway, if you could get it, if you just know you could drive around your neighborhood and actually know somebody that makes these things. And I think that gives us an opportunity.
That opportunity is a piece of legislation passed by lawmakers last month. It essentially opens the gates to a growing business sector. It's being called the cottage food industry, and Bolliard says she wants to be a part of it. Right now, all packaged and prepared foods like those jams and salsas need to be made in a certified kitchen. That means bringing in a health inspector into the home kitchen and, if need be, make some big upgrades. That could include adding more sinks, plating counters in stainless steel, or adding more refrigerators. In other words, investments that are too costly for someone like Bolliard.
So, if you've got a great recipe that you know is going to make it, but you don't have the ability nor the desire, because there are loans available and things like that, but most of us really want to try to make it on our own.
And if Governor Pat Quinn signs new exemptions for small-time cooks into law, it doesn't completely cut out local health departments. People couldn't sell food that's prone to foodborne illness, like cream pies and cheese. It would only apply to breads, cookies, canned fruits, and dried teas. They'd be limited solely to farmers markets, and all the food would need to be labeled with a sticker saying it was prepared in a home kitchen which hasn't been thoroughly vetted by a health department. Bolliard's boyfriend, Thomas Vavrick, says that laissez-faire approach to farmers markets is better for customers and vendors. He works on the farm, taking care of the goats and picking produce.
We're not a bunch of goofballs just making stuff, and trying to make quick money. We have to put our face to these things, and we have to keep, repeating, making them good so that our customers and the people that want them come back,
The measure is a step towards the deregulation of the food industry, even if only a small step, and it was initially met with some resistance from health departments across the state. Greg Chance is the administrator for the Peoria City County Health Department. He says exceptions for small business need to be balanced, and some oversight is necessary, even in small home kitchens.
The key in public health and regulatory environment is preventing things from happening before they occur, not responding after they occur. And I would suggest most foodborne illnesses that we've seen in this state have originated facilities that have said, we would never do that, we know what we're doing, we know how to prevent foodborne illness.
But at the same time, Chance admits that some regulations aren't suited for small-time cooks looking to sell at farmers markets. The governor will now decide if the plan strikes a balance between growing small businesses and keeping the public safe. I'm Luke Runyon.